This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. This week, the United States, for the first time, made public the precise number of nuclear weapon warheads in our national arsenal, 5,113. That's reportedly an 84% decrease since the peak of more than 31,000 in 1967. But arms control expert Dr. Arian Pregenzer says revealing the current number, while helpful in the effort to reduce nuclear weapons globally, was not especially dramatic.
It's a significant step in starting the process of becoming more accurate about how many warheads we have, because if we're actually thinking about moving towards many fewer, you need to have a baseline from which you can measure your progress. In terms of revealing classified information, I think people have wondered for years and years and years why that wasn't declassified before.
Dr. Pregenzer is a senior scientist at the Scandia National Laboratories in New Mexico and currently a visiting fellow at the Stanford University Center on International Security and Cooperation. She'll address the World Affairs Council of Sonoma County in Santa Rosa tomorrow evening. Among other things, that talk will look ahead to the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty Review Conference in New York next week. It's an important event that happens every 5 years, but this year, Pregenzer observes, the United States will be working to regain momentum toward nonproliferation from a decade earlier.
In 2000, under President Clinton, the United States agreed with other countries on a fairly ambitious agenda that would have included ratification of a comprehensive test ban treaty, negotiation of a treaty to cut off the production of fissile material for weapons use, and taking aggressive steps towards reducing nuclear arsenals. That was agreed in 2000. In 2005, under Bush, the U.S. sort of snubbed those agreements that it had made in the past and caused a lot of acrimony.
Another change now, Pregenzer notes, is that America's perception of the gravest security threat today is not shared by the other major nuclear nations.
We are the country that sees the threat of nuclear terrorism with the greatest alarm. At a recent meeting that I was at, the Russians' list of threats to their security, nuclear terrorism and nuclear nonproliferation were near the bottom of the list, whereas NATO expansion and U.S. missile defense were at the top. Now, that was a little over a year ago, so things have changed a little bit. I think our relationship has improved, but nevertheless, I don't think nuclear terrorism has risen to the top of their agenda.
This comes amidst a growing call in some quarters for an effort to eliminate nuclear weapons altogether on a global scale. That has found some support within the American military, Pregenzer says, as they view nukes as a huge encumbrance, in her word, with little practical value. But others point to a net benefit from nuclear deterrence.
Since the end of World War II, the number of deaths globally has gone down much lower than it had been in previous centuries, and they attribute that to the fact that nuclear weapons have prevented the sort of global conventional wars that were so devastating in the past.
Pregenzer's own view is that the need for deterrence remains.
From a political perspective, the concept of deterrence and the need to continue the possession of our nuclear weapons to deter potential adversaries doesn't seem to be waning yet.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.